My father was coming to visit for the first time in 14 years. He'd met my older son 10 years ago in Philadelphia. He had never met my 11-year-old. It would take a book to tell all the reasons for the distance between us. It is enough to say I was seized up with dread and going in circles, strategizing about how to handle it. My son, now 14, is going north to school. He'll be an hour from my father, and I'm determined that my son will not be hurt by his grandfather's lack of family skills. My father and his wife and their two children, the ages of my two children, were coming for a short visit, one afternoon, one supper. The night before the visit, I put tenderloins on the grill. In 15 minutes, I went out to check them. They looked great, and I turned them. As I got back into the house, my friend Pat Rocks called and reminded me that her cable show I'd been on as a guest was airing right then. I'd been promoting my new CD and talking to her about my new adventures as a singer-songwriter. "We're darling," she said. I turned it on. "We are darling," I said. "You are more darling than I am, but not by much." I watched it for the next half hour. When it was over, I was smiling, feeling happy, until I remembered the grill. I bolted out to the carport and saw the smoke. It smelled like tires burning at a landfill. I pulled up the lid and flames shot up as high as my head. The handles to turn off the gas were nearly too hot to touch. After the gas was off, the flames kept licking up higher. The sides of the grill were on fire. I ran to the kitchen to get a pitcher of water. I grabbed a ceramic jug with a broken handle that was waiting on the counter to be fixed. I filled it with water and ran back out to douse the flames. When the smoke cleared, I saw the charred remains of the next night's supper. As I turned to go back in the house, the pitcher slipped and smashed on the concrete floor. The broken handle gashed the knuckle of my little finger and it began bleeding heavily. At the sink, washing the blood off, I looked up and saw that blood had somehow splattered the wall and the cabinets. I went to sit on the sofa. I had the thought that I was not having a good evening. Telling a friend about it the next day, he said, "You made animal sacrifices and splashed blood on the wall of your home, like Passover, keeping the angel of death from killing your firstborn son." As it turned out, the visit went miraculously well. My father was charming and sweet. His wife was dear and his children were great. My sons got to meet their grandfather on their home turf, and he got to see the fine human beings they are. I got to sing for everyone, and they loved the songs I'd written. For the first time, my dad wasn't critical or judgmental of me and my work. I had done lots of work over the past years, letting go of my anger and pain about him. Maybe all that work did some good. Maybe he's been working too. It felt like a healing time, our one afternoon, our one supper. The angel of death didn't come to bother any of us. Was it the therapy? Was it the prayers? Was it the sacrifice of meat and the spilling of blood? Some things we may never know.